There's a style of question which bothers many of the Mefarshim that I'm not sure I talk about, which is juxtaposition or shmichut parshios. Many of us know that Chazal relate to that a lot in Sefer Bamidbar, why this parsha is after that parsha, why the order is whatever the order seems to be. And there are a variety of Mefarshim that wonder about the relationship between the end of Sefer Bereishis and the beginning of Sefer Shmos. On the one hand, one could argue that in fact that there's no such big connection at all. But as the Kliyakar already points out in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael, that letter Vav, the Vav HaChibor, sounds like there is a connection between what happens in the end of Parsha Vayechi and what happens in the beginning of Parsha Shmos. What happens in the end of Parsha Vayechi? So the Torah ends in the end of Parsha Vayechi, that Yosef passed away, that Yosef is placed in, he passed away, and he's placed in an Aron, and he is there in Mitzrayim, and in the beginning Torah begins in Parsha Shmos, Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael, and now B'nei Yisrael are in Mitzrayim, and we have the entire story, as we all know, of B'nei Yisrael as Avdas in Mitzrayim. And many Mefarshim wonder what exactly is the link between ending Sefer Bereishis, speaking about how Yosef passed away and his Aron is in Mitzrayim, to suddenly the beginning of Parsha Shmos, which is all about the fact that B'nei Yisrael are Avadim, Mitzrayim. What's so significant about that particular link? There are a couple intriguing ideas that are out there. The Chidah in the Pnei David in Parshas Vayechi, the Chidah points out that, you know, it says in the Midrashim and it says in the Zohar that the reason why Klal Yisrael had Golus in Mitzrayim, the reason why we became slaves of Mitzrayim, was because of Mechiras Yosef. There's partially a punishment for Mechiras Yosef, and because of that, so Yosef, we went down to Mitzrayim because of that. Yosef ended up in Mitzrayim. Yosef passed away, he's still in Mitzrayim. And it's because of all of that that we have the story of Parsha Shmos and all that we went through. Says the Chidah, that is why on a gematria level, says the Chidah, that we have, that the Torah says there in the beginning of Shmos, one second, let me get the exact, says Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael Habayim, Shmos B'nei Yisrael Habayim, are Rosh Teos Shivya, that they were captive. The reason why they were captive in Mitzrayim was because of the Chet of Yosef. The Chidah happens to be, quotes the same gematria in several other contexts. He has in Nachal Kedumim there in Parsha Shmos, as well as Sefer called Chadrei Baten in his Drashos Parsha Shmos and Oz Tezvav. There he has a long discussion, Nachal Kedumim, how that relates to a different discussion in Parsha Vayechi, as to whether or not Yosef was Mochel, his brothers. If he was Mochel, his brothers, so what's Pshat in all these Ma'amari Chazal, which imply that the punishment was because of the fact that he they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, right? He was Mochel it. So the Chidah there, Nachal Kedumim, speaks a lot about what may be behind that, how maybe the Mechila was there, but it wasn't a complete Mechila. Yosef maybe didn't have the right to be Mochel everything because it impacted not only him, but that's at least one sort of an idea about the juxtaposition of the two of them. The Kliyakar also sees it in somewhat of a more, I guess you would say, like negative note, that the connection between Yosef and the Avdus in Mitzrayim. The Kliyakar points out a very simple textual ha'ara found here. Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael Ha'ba'im Mitzrayim. These are the names of B'nai Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim. Es Yaakov Ish Uveso Ba'u. The Yaakov and his family already came. Wonders the Kliyakar, well, which is it? In Parsha Shmos, B'nai Yisrael are coming down now, or B'nai Yisrael already came down? So says the Kliyakar the following idea. Of course B'nai Yisrael already came down. Of course B'nai Yisrael came down already in Parshas Vayigash. But the Torah in Parsha Shmos makes it sound like they're coming down right now. How come? Because of the juxtaposition to the end of Parshas Bereishis and the beginning of Parshas Shmos. As long as Yosef was alive, even though B'nai Yisrael were technically in Egypt, they were really very, very comfortable. They were really in a very, very simple and in a good, relaxing kind of a place. It's only with the passing of Yosef. It's only when Yosef passes away and he's there in an Aron in Mitzrayim. It's only at that point in time when suddenly now the servitude gets much worse. Suddenly now it becomes much more terrible. So because Yosef in Mitzrayim is the Chiyakar, Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael Haba'im Mitzrayim. It feels like they're coming to Mitzrayim now for the first time. It feels like it's happening in the present, not only in the past. Because once Yosef passed away and they forgot about all the good that Yosef did, so now they're experiencing that Sarah, they're experiencing that Sarah again. So the first two Mahalchim, one of the Chidah and the other of the Kliyakar, understand that the link between Yosef passing away and the beginning of Parsha Shmos is that there's something here which is really firmly established. That because for the Chidah, because we sold with Mechiras Yosef, Yosef ended up even dying in Mitzrayim, So that caused us to have an Avdus Mitzrayim. Or for the Kliyakar, because Yosef passed away, that made his experience of coming down to Mitzrayim in a much more intense kind of a way. There are those who suggest and understand things to be a little bit different. We'll try and develop a couple of other ideas. Happens to be the author of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch has a beautiful pshat here based on the Kliyakar, but alas, there is not time for that. The Tiferes Shlomo, one of the great Chassidish Rebbe, the Shlomo of Adams, the Tiferes Shlomo has the following suggestion in several places in his farm, in Parshas Truma, on Chag HaSukkos, where he points out like this. I think part of the goal was as follows. The juxtaposition isn't to highlight how bad the Avdus was, but it was to try to mitigate just how bad the Avdus would be. Why was it that Yosef had to be buried in Mitzrayim? Why he eventually would come up to Eretz Yisrael, but why wasn't Yosef brought to Eretz Yisrael right away? So the standard pshat is because Bnei Yisrael didn't have the power to do so. They lacked the authority to be able to bring him up. But Tiferes Shlomo suggests that there was something else. There was something else also. That Yosef was the model in many ways of how a Jew could be a Mitzrayim and still be successful. Yosef was the Jew who was the model of how a person, even when he was away from home in less than ideal circumstances, even when he was in prison, could still be remembering the Ribbono Shel Olam and still be talking about Hashem. The reason why Yosef was buried there, Yosef haya mitzrayima, ki kocho shel Yosef haya imahem. At the koach of Yosef, he wanted to still be connected to them. One way of saying it would be is almost as a zecher, as a zikaron, for the fact that what a person could do. For the Tiferes Shlomo, maybe more of like a koach, that the koach of Yosef was there. But part of it is as follows. Yosef passed away, and he stayed in Mitzrayim. The Eilash Mos B'nei Yisrael. And all of the servitude and all the challenges that we were going to have was at least we had the koach of Yosef still being in Mitzrayim. At least we had Yosef choosing to be there. At least we still had Yosef and what he represented being able to be present in that kind of a way. There is another idea. It's a very, very intriguing one. It requires a little bit of drush, certainly for the last part of it. But it's a beautiful mahalach from the Mishnah Sachir, the author of Eima Bar Tzmicha, in Parshas Shmos, has a very, very beautiful suggestion about the connection between the end of Bereishis and the beginning of Shmos. It's an interesting thing. When the Torah tells us that Yosef was put in an aron in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayisem, Vav Yud Yud Shin Mem, that two yuds there, Yosef is placed in an aron in Mitzrayim, two yuds. Wonders, Eima Bar Tzmicha, why? What's so significant about that? Why are there two yuds? Because Rashi tells us in Bereishis, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam, that God created man. And when God creates man, he creates man with two yuds. One yud for Olam Hazah, that we're created physically in this world, and the other yud for Tchias HaMesim, that there's going to be a person that has the capacity to still be later. When it comes to creating animals, that there's only one yud. Dafka mankind, and a certain Madrega, they're created with two yuds, a yud for Olam Hazah, and a second yud, a second creation, which is going to be there, that Tchias HaMesim, that even when they pass away, there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim. Pointed out to Mr. Sacher the following phenomenon. Chazal tells in Sanhedrin that there are some Jews that are not Zochet, the Tchias HaMesim. There are some people who are not able to. They only essentially have one Yud. They're created Olam Hazah, but they won't have that second creation of the Vayitzer. They're not going to have a Tchias HaMesim because they are removed in many ways. What the Torah says, pointed out to Mr. Sacher, is a very beautiful idea. Vayisim Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim, that Yosef was placed in an Aron Mitzrayim. He lived his whole life with two Yuds. That when Yosef passed away, he didn't only have the Yud, he was creating his physical world, but Yosef, from beginning to end, lived up to the kind of Madrega of a person who would be worthy of Tchias HaMesim. Hence it's Vayisem also, that's why Yosef, Vayisem, Ba'aron, B'Mitzrayim, both Yuds were going to be present. Suggest the Mishnah Sahir, this is, you have to take this, or you take it or leave it, but it's a very cute, and from now on we're in intense Jewish land. What is it? How do you refer to a Jew? So people refer to Jews as Yidden, as a Yid. Why is a Jew called a Yid? Because what makes a Jew special is that he has that extra Yud. That he has the extra Yud, not just the fact that he's created in this world, but he has a Yid, even in the next, he's still going to be there in many ways. Marti Tam Hagan, Lama Adam Yisrael, Nikra, B'Shem Yud. That's not only about this world, it's also about the next world. A Yid is because he's thinking not only about the one Yud of Vayitzer created in this world, but the second Yud that he's going to have in Olam Haba, he's going to be able to go to go further. Therefore, he suggests that maybe the juxtaposition as follows. That when Yosef was in Mitzrayim with two yuds, he was able to be there as much as he could. V'kanal, v'eilish mos b'nei Yisrael. Hainu king koron l'b'nei Yisrael b'shem yud, k'il haskir al t'udasa. He says, al derech drush, how does the parsha end? That Yosef is placed, that Yosef is in the Aron of Mitzrayim. V'yisem, with two yuds. V'eilish mos b'nei Yisrael. And that, he says, is the real pshat. That's why Jews, what's the name of a Jew? A yid, because of the second yud of Vayisem. That because we see from Vayisem, also in Mitzrayim, that Yosef was Madrega, he had this extra yud. So Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael, that's why Klal Yisrael are always considered to be called a yid. Because they have that capacity, and what time more appropriate to highlight that idea? In the beginning of Parsha Shemos. Because it's one thing, Vayitzer, to have a life which is dedicated to not only to Olam Hazeh, but to Olam Haba, when everything is very good and everything is pleasant. But even Yosef, all the way in Mitzrayim, could still have that second yud, and that's what gets transferred also. So we wondered about the juxtaposition between them. The Piyaker points out, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. It sounds like there is a connection between the end of Parsha Bereishis and the beginning of Parshas, the end of Parsha Shemos, Vayechi and Bereish and Shemos. So we saw a couple of different ideas. Either it's because Yosef was in Mitzrayim and sold, that's why they were slaves in Mitzrayim. It's because Yosef passed away, the Kriyakar says that it felt like Habba in Mitzrayim, and they're experiencing it now in a much more intense way. Or the other idea, Sar Shlomo, that Yosef's presence in Mitzrayim was there to sweeten it a little bit, that they'd be able to see and get chizuk from a Yosef, the koach of Yosef being able to survive. And for the Mishnah Sakhir, a very similar idea with the addition, Vayisem, the two yuds that he'd be able to experience not only Olam Hazeh, but Yosef was able to have that second highest level of creation, and all of Klal Yisrael is called by that. We all have that capacity to experience it, and those of us, especially in Galus, have even an extra chizuk, again, from Yosef, Vayisem, that we can be called Yidin because we also have that yud.